property on Tuesday, May 3rd in Betty's room, and present is Senator Sharp, Reaver, Kelly, Salo, and Lincoln. We're hearing House Bill 301 prohibiting the sale of certain set of tires. Who is going to testify?
For the record, my name is Curtis Smith. I'm an aide to Representative Hanley. And first, I'd like to go into a little history behind HB 301. According to the Alaska Department of Transportation, studded tires are currently causing about $5 million per year in road maintenance damage to Alaska highways. Ruts caused by these studs have decreased the expected lifespan of Alaska highways by about tenfold. And on top of that, road depreciation is not the only side effect, as water-filled ruts left by these studs have made traveling in the summer months when it's raining, especially, extremely unsafe and unpredictable, as hydroplaning is definitely a side effect of this. Representative Hanley initially looked at limiting the hardness of studs, believing that maybe if you could have a softer steel stud like they had in the past, it would wear quickly instead of the highways, maybe transferring indirectly the cost of the stud to the stud user. When he researched this and checked around, he found that no one would regress in technology enough to make a stud like this, and also found out that it would be increasingly unsafe to have someone with a stud that was made of softer steel that would wear out so quickly, giving them a false sense of security, something that's already a burdensome on people that do own studs. Upon further research, Representative Hanley learned that it was not the weight of the stud itself, but also, or it was the weight of the stud and not just the hardness that increased road damage significantly. He found that just in simple physics, the inertia of the stud slapping on the pavement had as much to do with it and the weight of it, like a jackhammer effect, as much as actually the hardness. So upon further research, he found in Northern Europe they were using a lightweight stud that they'd taken a few years to develop. And the Europeans found that it cut road wear significantly up to 50%. Now, this stud is just the same stud that you would have. It looks the same as the stud you have on your tire now. It wears the same. It's just as effective, and it costs basically the same. But on the roads, it has a significant effect in that it would reduce road wear by about 50%. I would also like to add that as a marketing tool, Johnson Tire Service of Anchorage will be using these studs in next year's tire line.
So these studs are available?
Yes, they are.
At the same price?
Roughly $1 to $2 more per tire would be transferred to the...
Well, how do we keep control of the studs once we put it into law that they have to have?
Like the studs that exist now? Control the price? Well, I can only assume that capitalism would take over and that people would move in to sell more studs. You meaning how many dealers are there of these studs? Or just, yeah, at this time there's one dealer of these studs. And he's in Sarasota, Florida. But actually, he's just a middleman. He doesn't make the studs himself. These studs are manufactured on a large scale in Europe, in both Germany and France. At this time, there's not a market for them, so he has no reason to stock more than he has already.
No other states have gone to this?
No, not that I'm aware of. Washington is pursuing this legislation after hearing of our intent with HB 301.
Any questions? What's the will of the committee?
I'd move it with individual recommendations, 301.
Any objections? Without objections, 301, move the committee with individual recommendations. That's the meeting. Thank you all for coming.